Thanks for listening to this Thursday morning episode. And I decided I would play some Lloyd Banks for y'all this morning. This one's called Traffic. Get it queued up. For listening, y'all. It's Thursday.
Being this, nothing being reliable is. The only thing keeping me alive is my kids. Check out my highlights from Vietnam with them clips. Niggas outside of your windows like peeking towns for them bricks. No me to hide from the runner into a cripple stepper. My homie luck worse than mine, nobody's with whatever. Too hard to chill the streets, cold as ever, it's snitching weather. When everybody else breaking apart, we'll stick together. Immortalizing when I meet my make across the TV. A nigga throw paint on my statue, send him up to see me. Come up, stay easy, this life been coming with a fucking freebie. Your pup supreme, I'm something freezy and custom jeans. Rattles around for sure, watch you in your circle with Louis. Keep me from booking in one of my favorite purchases. Bless you all with a holy house in and out of the church. With this karma, don't pick a color. Hit back on my David Burke. A nigga ever turn his back, deserve to suffer. You know the suckers pacing, double facing, loyal motherfuckers. Check the pavement door, be all his shit and skin. So go against the grain, that kind of pain will never end.
Little Miles Davis for y'all. It's Thursday. Got the Collectivo coffee going. You know what's so nice? I was thinking, like, when I was just making the coffee this morning and stuff, you know, going into the refrigerator, you know, to get butter out, to make toast, or, you know, grab the eggs so I can make some eggs, you know what I'm saying, grab a little juice if I'm parched. What I'm referring to is basically how I really appreciate my freedom now. That's one reason I've been out here 11 years. I appreciate the small things, like being able to get up in the morning, go in my refrigerator, you know, eat what I want to eat, be able to go to work and make a decent wage instead of being in prison making 17 cents an hour and shit. You know what I mean? I like being able to go to the bathroom whenever the hell I want to. You know what I'm saying? I had to change my way of thinking. Man, I've been out here 11 years. Two more to go, y'all. Two more to go. Just really, I really appreciate my family. You know what I'm saying? Michelle. That's the longest relationship I've ever been in. You know? We done passed 9 years. This past March. But getting back to what I was saying, I just, you know, the small things, you know, I make sure I don't take my family for granted and stuff like that. Because I just got tired of going in and out of prison. I'm like, you know what? It's time to be on the stay out plan, not the get out plan. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just nice, you know what I'm saying? So every once in a while, you know, in the mornings, I get up and just reflect and just make sure that I'm being thankful and just putting everything into perspective, you know what I mean? Because it can get frustrating, you know, some of the pettiness of being on parole and things like that. Like, you know, just, you know, how I can't vote, I'm anxious to vote, and I'm seeing people out here not voting, you know, so that frustrates me, but, you know, to each his own with that. But yeah, just a little reflection. It's just so nice, you know, wearing my own clothes, being able to have as many clothes as I want instead of, oh, you can only have 5 t-shirts, you can only have 2 pair of tennis shoes. I can have as many tennis shoes as I want now. You know what I mean? So yeah, just a little Thursday morning motivation, sipping on the coffee, about to pop the news on, and then get this work day going. Got some deliveries to do, gotta load a couple trucks up, and then come home. I think I may have to stop at the grocery store for a few things, and then because me and Michelle are actually thinking about doing a staycation this weekend, you know, thinking about heading to Madison or something this weekend. Brother's birthday is coming up next week, so I'm looking forward to that. We'll probably get together and have dinner or something like that with the fam. So shout out my big bro, I love you. Yep, just enjoying the playoffs last night and shit like that. And so yeah, I'm gonna get going, watch the news, and take this day on. And y'all check in with us later tonight and this upcoming weekend. You know, we'll always be on here talking, shooting the shit, and you know what I mean? Tying everything together and making it make sense. So everyone stay safe out here. Attack the day. Don't do nothing illegal. And tell somebody you love them. And I'll ride a little more of this Miles Davis out for a few seconds before I head out. So, till the next one, peace.
Sometimes though, you ever know, like, when people are intrusive, a lot of times it's white people. They can be very intrusive sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I remember, what was it, last summer, I was coming to get you and I stopped at the lake, I think, cleaned the car out, or so I might have been early, so I just pulled over, you know what I'm saying? I was just chilling the car for 10 or 15 minutes or something, one of them type of deals. And it was literally just me, like, along, you know, the lake drive where you can park on the side and shit. It was just me, right? I mean, the entire fucking row behind me was just empty. So I had my head in my phone for a couple seconds. I look up, some white person pulling up right behind me to park and, you know, do whatever they're doing, you know, enjoy the lake or whatever, but I'm thinking, like, dude, like, there's all this park right here. There's literally no one parked behind me, no one in front of me. I was literally, like, not the only car, but it was, like, me, and then, you know, maybe a good 40 or 50 feet ahead, there was another one, and then, you know, people are, like, kind of spacing out. You know what I mean? And then here somebody comes, and they're just right behind you, and you're just like, dude, there's all this land. There's all this area. Why do you decide to pull up your vehicle right the fuck behind mine? And it's 9 times out of 10, it's a white person doing that stuff. And if I take a super deep dive, I think a lot of that has to do with entitlement. And I'm not saying you're even thinking about it. Like, oh, there's somebody right there, parked right there. I'm going to pull up right behind them so I can annoy them and bother them. I'm not saying people are thinking that. I'm saying maybe subliminally or not even, like how you were saying, like magnetic energy or whatever. I don't know if people are just drawn to each other or they feel like they got to be like, right. It's like, okay, well, there's no other cars around here. There's one parked here. So maybe this is where I'm supposed to park. So I don't know what that is, but it's like, dude, like, find your own space. Like, you don't need to park right behind me. I could see it, like, there were no other parking spaces and he needed that one because it was only one. You know, like, dude, like, you have your choice of this entire lake. So it's just like, what is that?
Maybe there is something to be said about the magnetic.
I think it's white people normally doing that stuff. Because I've had situations where you'll be something like where it's a space issue. And like when it's a black person, they seem to like just be in tune with her. It's like read the room type shit. They'll go around or they'll sit somewhere else or they'll give you space. It's like we're thinking about that kind of stuff. It's like sometimes I was saying how white people, they just kind of go and they just kind of do their own thing. Just kind of oblivious. They don't really, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not used to people stopping, telling them, hey, you got to do this or you can't be, you know what I mean? They're just,
right.
They just kind of flow through life with no resistance from anybody. And then they just kind of do what they want and then they just do. And then when they offend somebody, whether they're trying to do it or not, and then you point it out, they get like, oh, what did I do? Or what, you know, they'll be so like just lost. Like, dude, like, well, there's a whole entire lake here and you pull up right behind me. So unless you're trying to rob me or something, or you got something ill in mind, like, why are you right behind me, dude? Why?
Right.
I just don't understand that thinking. I never will. But yeah, but that, yeah. I know some when them things, and it's not only like with parking stuff, it could be, man, I can't even think of anything right now, but like, it seems like it's usually them. Or like, I've been in a situation where I've been at the grocery store and you're in line waiting, and then like, they'll come out of nowhere and shit, and then they'll ask you if you're in line. Mm-hmm. The fuck you mean I'm in line? Of course I'm standing. I got my wallet in my hand, all my shit's in my, of course.
Right.
I have a cart. Of course I'm in line. It's almost like, well, like, they're asking you to be like, well, black person, like, I know you're here first, but I'm white and I should go first. Like, are you in line? You can't possibly be buying, paying for those things. I'm not being extreme now, but I'm just saying, like, yeah.
Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Peace and blessings. Have a wonderful day.
Peace. Enjoy the burning spear, too. Ooh, when we go to California, maybe they'll be playing out there. Peace, y'all. We'll holler at y'all soon. Stay safe out here. That's nice, though, just being able to, you know, come and go as I want, you know what I'm saying, just be free, man. You know what I mean? Little small things like taking the dog outside for a walk. You know what I'm saying? Being able to go to the grocery store instead of ordering it and having to wait a week to get it. You know, just stuff like that. So, you know. And this is for, you know, people that might be listening that might have been locked up, or you know somebody that's locked up. You know, you can always play this for them. You know, it could be a little extra motivation or whatever, but yeah. You know, I appreciate my freedom, family. I just try not to take things for granted. You know what I mean? Because we only get one life, and then tomorrow ain't even promised.
You know what I mean? So my goal is just to keep creating memories with my family. You know what I mean? And just making sure I'm continuing to be a good son, you know, a good boyfriend to my girlfriend, you know, to Michelle. And just being a good family member. You know what I mean? Being a reliable co-worker, you know, just all that shit. But yeah, just got a couple more years to go. And I'll have my full freedom back. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but this is just continuous from the conversation we were having earlier. Just letting Charlie out. Man, it feels good out here. Down here in Milwaukee. Yeah. So, we'll be getting, you know, content together, you know, this weekend. But like I said, we're going to try to do a little staycation or something this weekend. Try to maybe go to Madison or something like that. We used to go to Madison a lot back in, like when we first met each other. But like, I think about the first 3 or 4 years, we went to Madison like every year. Went to Alpine Valley to see Dave Matthews. Yeah, love Dave Matthews Band. But yeah. So, like I was saying, about to get going to work. Michelle just got up a little while ago, so she's getting ready and everything. So we just got today and tomorrow, and then, she says she's taking off tomorrow. So we'll probably head to Madison probably like tomorrow afternoon or something. And then my brother's birthday is coming up next week. And like I was saying earlier, probably get together with him, maybe have some dinner and stuff with the fam, and just, you know what I'm saying? Just chill, yep. So, I'm gonna get going though. This would be the end of Thursday morning's episode. Like I was saying earlier, you know, everyone do something good for someone out there. Stay safe out here. And until later this afternoon or tomorrow or whatever, peace. Come on, Charlie. Birds chirping. Peace, y'all. Good morning, baby. He did not poop yet, but he peed a couple times. You need coffee? Oh, you got some.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it feels good out there. I might have one more little cup of coffee.
You know what I want to do this weekend? Is what's move that? The bed and clean underneath it.
Okay.
Because I was looking under the bed last night for my shoes, which I found.
You found what?
I was looking for a pair of shoes, which I found. Oh, but there's okay. Like some sweatshirts or something on your end. That
I
have.
I think I got two.
Probably
sweatshirt.
Fallen through or something. There's like like your Potawatomi sweatshirt,
yeah,
is underneath there, and one other thing, and I saw
was
like
where those were.
There's like a piece of turd that I can't reach, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We'll have to move the bed. And
Charlie, you sneaked a turd out? It was a little small, tiny little.
There's no giant piles or anything.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
like
right.
There's just like I could see one.
Did
here.
You think that's just from him being old now? And when he's laying there at night sleep,
it just
leaked out?
Probably. I don't think he goes under the bed to shit because he can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he shits right out in the open. It's not like...
Right. But I mean, he's... But that is tough, you know what I mean? Because like sometimes he cannot make it all the way downstairs.
No,
you gotta let him
can't.
Out. But overall, like, I mean, that's only happened a couple times.
He's
It's
much...
not like he just shits in the house, y'all. Like...
Right.
It's been like a total of like 2 or 3 times, y'all, so don't be thinking, their house. No, our house is clean as a fucking... I'm borderline germaphobe. Borderline. Borderline.
You think you're borderline?
Yeah, I think so. Because there are some things that you would think I would be super, like, picky about that I'm actually not. And then stuff...
Mm.
You think I'm germaphobe?
I think you are on the line.
On a scale of 1 to 10. 10 being the highest.
I would say a 7.
7? Okay. I know you like that you ain't ever had to use that damn dishwasher. I don't know. Maybe that's just old school. I just still wash dishes by hand and shit. Don't matter if it's a pot, a pan. Because here's the thing with the dishwashers. I got you.
It's time to wake up.
The things with the dishwashers, I feel like a lot of times when you pull the shit out the dishwasher, there's still stuff on it. So why not just wash the dishes? Dishwashers were created for lazy people, I feel.
I mean, it's helpful if, like, for it's just the two of us.
Right.
So it's not really needed unless we were to, like...
Well, like, for my birthday and stuff, because we'll have people over, yeah.
For your birthday, I'll use it.
Probably use it then, yeah.
But, like, it's just the two of us. So, unless I'm making, like, you know, unless I'm cooking all day or something.
Right.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to feed Charlie now.
Okay.
All right. I'm good on that one, baby. Come on, bro. Feed you. Feed Marley. My baby was in here sleeping to the cartoons. She loves Tom and Jerry and shit. All right, I gotta feed Marley, and then Charlie.
Don't mess with chill. Don't mess with chill.
This is DBJ. How y'all doing? It's Thursday.
Don't mess me chill.
Don't mess me chill.
She's my woman. She's my woman. For I'm a friend. For I'm a friend. For I'm a friend.
Said Burning Spear. Good morning, y'all.
Right, my friend. Right, my friend. Right.